UFC and Digital Media present UFC Unfiltered with Jim Norton and Matt Serra, powered by Digital Media. Find your voice. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Finally, the band is back together. I guess one day was Bob Kelly trying to take my spot. And then the next day, Ray Longo and Dana combining to try to take my spot. I don't like it.
No one can take your spot.
Thank you, Matt.
So happy you're back. Why do you look in such good shape?
I feel like a fat hunk of shit.
Yeah, you're full of it.
I worked out once the entire... And Aljamain Sterling is here, too.
Of course. I was waiting for you to introduce
me. Oh, yeah. I was in Europe for a week. I worked out once. I did one workout when I was in... I was in Copenhagen, Denmark. I was in Stockholm when Gustafsson was fighting, and I was invited to the fight, but I wanted to fly to Copenhagen a day early because the sheets in my hotel were itchy in Stockholm. Ooh. It's a long story. I'm a weird guy. I don't wear condoms, but the sheets have to be right. So I was gone for a week. I worked out once. I was a fucking pig, eating-wise.
I've been a pig lately.
You look good.
No, I shouldn't wear a light blue. I feel like a...
Well, it's
like
a good color for you.
Oh, I feel like a big blueberry.
No, come on. Brings out the joy in your eyes.
Yeah? Yeah. Joy. I'm happy Aljo's here. Aljo, smile for us for a second. Smile. He's got a grill.
He's got a grill.
What's up with that, Aljo? Yeah, I noticed that on the subway. And what's going on with that?
Something I always wanted since I was a kid, to be honest. Watching Cash Money, Lil Wayne, bling, bling. Every time I come around, you say, hey, bling, bling.
Yeah.
So you pop it in like a mouth guard, right?
Yeah.
And so you pop it right out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you take it out when you're eating?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's just nice to have something small, clean.
Yeah. Do you brush it?
Yeah, I definitely clean this.
Because I have a mouth guard that I'll sleep with. It helps me sleep a little bit because it pushes my jaw forward. And it looks really stupid, but it keeps me choking on my own tongue. Yeah.
I got to get one of those.
Do you have apnea? I have
sleep apnea.
So it's not a weight issue for you. So you may have central apnea. You should check that out. If it's not your tongue, it might be your brain not sending the signal. But this one helps with the tongue. And you better brush that mouth guard.
Oof. I'm laughing because right away Aljo said he had sleep apnea. And the first thing you said to him was, oh, it's not a weight thing. I think I told you I have it. And you go, you might want a mask.
People always say that to me.
You didn't say the same thing to him.
Meaning he might need a mask because people always think it's weight. But for me, it was never a weight issue. It's just I have it. So you still might have to wear a mask. But I'm saying it makes me feel better that you have it because you're in tip-top shape and you have it. So I don't feel as bad about my lumpy, fucking shitty body having it.
I wake up exhausted all the time. It's the worst.
Well, he also...
How do you train?
You know what the problem is, Jimmy, is with Aljo, is, and I heard this from guys that like during fight week, they have to share a room or whatever, is he talks in his sleep and it gets him in trouble with his old lady. Is this true, Aljo?
Very true. This past weekend was crazy.
Why? What'd you say?
Actually, last night was crazy.
In your bed?
In my bed.
When you did she wake you up?
No, she didn't wake me up. She actually just waited till the morning, told me she didn't sleep, and the things I was saying were like not good.
What were you saying?
Just talking about other girls wanting to hook up with them, tell them let's go hang out.
Damn.
It got to we were in Mexico last week for Memorial Day weekend. And I thought I was fighting Barao. In the middle of my sleep, I get up. I'm like ready to punch her. And then I'm like throwing knees in my sleep. And I wake up feeling myself doing this. And I'm like, oh my God, I almost killed you. Like, I was ready to like beat the piss out of you.
You're a real high maintenance guy today, aren't you?
it was pretty crazy. Kind of scary. Because the last time I went back to sleep and I woke up and I was like standing over her kind of thing.
That is frightening.
Well, let me ask you a question, Matt. I'll show you something.
Yeah.
Now, this is one of those things where, you know, we all do our weird things. We have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Like what is that in somebody's sheets?
What am I looking at?
Maybe, can you see that? That's my sheet that I'm showing you.
Is that a stain?
It's a piss stain.
Ooh. Oh, you did some pee-pee?
On Friday night, I pissed my bed.
Oh, okay. Thanks for showing me.
I was on my back.
I would have took your word for it.
I was on my back, and I think it's because of sleep apnea. I'm not sleeping, so my body's like, piss on him. Wake him up.
Yeah.
I was on my back, probably not breathing, and that's how you wake up.
I can't sleep on my back at all.
I can't
Unless
either.
I'm sitting up straight like this.
Do you choke on your tongue?
I think so.
Yeah. How do you fucking train, though? I mean, I'm so tired all the time. How do you do what you do?
I'm legit exhausted. I have to take a nap in the middle of the day. If I don't, I'm like, I crash.
I'm a napper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to nap.
I do too.
I nap on the train. Actually, just on the
train.
I'm
not a good napper, though.
He texted me. Oh, you know?
No.
I am. I can nap. I can sleep anywhere. As a matter of fact, on the way here, Aljo texted me, yo, I'm getting the Baldwin line. I get in at 12:30, you know? So I'm like, I'm on the same train. And I got on at Massive Pizza, same track. He goes, all right, man. I go, but I'll see you. I told him, don't bother looking for me, man. I'll see you in bed. I'm going to go to sleep anyway. Because I don't want them to find me and then me be bad company.
How do you sleep on a train? I can't sleep on a train. Yeah. You know what it is?
I always got my sunglasses on. So people don't know if I'm sleeping or if I'm just sitting there mellowing out.
Like Bernie.
Kind of like Bernie. I could be dead.
I just can't do it.
And just be going back. If nobody would know.
So you wake up tired and still train. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, I don't really need much hours of sleep. At this point, my body's kind of just used to it.
And you'll just go to the gym dead tired. And how do you get your adrenaline going?
I'm just high off life. Sometimes I take a pre-workout. HPN, High Performance Nutrition. But
what is that?
Sponsored by it's my supplement company. Okay,
what does that do? Would it help me? I do radio in the morning. I don't work out.
Man, it gets like the blood flow. Just it feels like your veins just open up. Like really? When I get going, I feel like my skin is almost itching because it's just like I can feel the blood flow.
How long does it last?
It feels good.
Caffeine though?
You said? There's no caffeine in it.
No,
which makes it ridiculous.
How long is it?
It's like
last?
Organic. Probably like 2 hours.
Do you crash from it?
No.
Oh, it's not like a caffeine crash.
Yeah, all organic stuff. Which
wow,
is really
I'm
nice.
Going to write the name of that down. I need something that wakes me up in the morning because I fucking get up and I just go to do a dumb radio show and I'm like, oh.
These guys that wake up and they do that shots of wheatgrass, 2 shots of wheatgrass. Dude, give me the espresso. I don't fucking
wheatgrass. Wheatgrass is great if you like racing to the toilet.
Yeah, I don't need that. Or maybe I do need it. What am I saying? But I don't know. I'm getting through. I got to clean up my diet. I want to talk to you guys about the fights this weekend. We were trying to, we couldn't help but start talking before air. And we kind of try to hold back. And now we don't have to hold back, guys.
Can I tell you when I thought of you? The whole time. Matt loves good,
what?
Good ground and
talk to me.
I thought of you during the Antonio Carlos Jr., Eric Spicely, when they were twisted up. They're fucking.
You know, now I think you're screwing. You're messing with me. Yeah,
50, no, I'm 50. Not.
No, you know I didn't see that fight, though.
But I'm telling you that that's right. But you know the fight.
Is it a nice jiu-jitsu match? Is it a nice?
Yeah, 50-50 guard back and forth.
And that's with Dean Thomas's guy. A shoe face, right?
Yeah.
Shoe face?
I don't know. He fought.
Right? That's
he
his
fought,
nickname.
Yes. He fought Eddie. He fought Truck.
Yeah, no, he's good. No, that guy's got really good jiu-jitsu.
Those guys, have you ever seen where they're both fighting? They both know if they straighten out their legs.
The guy in the was it the 50-50 position?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm personally
fascinated.
There's guys that are phenomenal with that. You know, Jason Rao, one of our guys. And dude, I don't like the footsie game, to be honest with you. I don't know how to go with that. Just let me know.
It was a split decision.
Okay.
Very close.
He choked him out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Moraes against Rafael Santos. Yes, it was a rear naked choke in the second round.
Yeah.
They disengage, and then once they disengage, Antonio just took his back right away. He kind of like gave it to him. It looked like he was trying to like roll or something.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
Took his back. Yeah, and that was it. That was all she wrote.
Just like, and not to hop all around the card, but just like with Claudia, and you give your guys, they don't want to get dominated. Nobody wants, you know, they want to escape. They want to get up. Just like Carolina in the co-main event. And they might be good at scrambling up, but you take a very big risk exposing your back to certain people compared to other people. Like, in other words, somebody with the level of the fight you were just talking about was Shoe Face. What's his first name?
Antonio.
Antonio. I know him as Shoe Face because that's what they always call him. I love that nickname. But Antonio or else, again, Claudia. They can most or Aljo Sterling. This guy's back. He strangles everybody from the back. His back take and maintaining the back is just out of control. So like a BJ Penn, you know, the chances are you're getting fucking strangled. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you have to time those escapes when somebody's cross-eyed on you. I know you don't want them to be there, but you're gonna have to. Hey man, I'm just saying it's a big risk giving up that back. You know, there's other ways to escape. It might not be as fast, but shit, man, they shouldn't be across your side anyway. You know what I mean? Preach.
No, you're right.
That's just, you know what I mean, Aljo? Aljo knows all this. Yeah. I say this on a regular basis to him.
It's like giving your back to Damian Maya. You don't do that. You
know? Yeah, that's probably a stupid move.
Yeah.
You know he has a fight coming up.
Who?
This guy.
Oh, he meant Damian Maya.
No, well, I'm sure that guy does too. But right now, Aljo Sterling's fighting the Hennen Brow.
Yeah. I heard about that from you before this fight. It's probably news release, but I was over in Europe.
Yeah, oh, I want to hear about that too.
That's not nothing to tell.
No?
No. I did a bunch of dumb gigs. Cares? Yeah. I'm here. Fuck me. My dumb European tour.
The shows went well, though.
Terrific.
Yeah.
It was
yes, fire. You happy? Yeah,
yeah. I loved it. A lot of UFC fans, a lot of Unfiltered fans too. By the way,
you texted me that.
I did.
You texted me that somebody yelled my name.
So you're fighting Hennen Burrell at 212 or 214?
214.
Okay.
It's in California.
That's Anaheim. Jones Cormier.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
It's a former champion you're fighting.
I had that or Jod Dodson. I told him to give me Dodson. I want to slap him around a little bit, but then for running his mouth. I don't know where he gets off thinking anybody's afraid of that guy who just runs around the cage the entire time and hoping to just point fight you. And they offered Burrell. I said, that's a way more entertaining fight. So let's do
it. It is because he's
chasing Dodson.
Yeah, because Burrell's coming to hurt you for sure.
And I'm coming to hurt him.
Yes! Yes!
What's his last fight, Burrell? Didn't he lose? He lost two. Did he lose two straight to?
No, wait.
Was it TJ?
Then he lost to Jeremy Stevens at 145. Then he stayed up there at 45, fought Felipe Nover. And that was a close fight. Unanimous decision.
He beat Felipe.
Yeah, but it was close. Felipe was actually really in the fight.
Yeah.
And I spar with Felipe. I go pretty well with Felipe. So, you know, that fight gives me confidence. But, I mean, he's on a down. Ever since TJ busted him up twice, I think those weight cut issues and him trying to get back down to 35 is going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight the guy.
So you're fighting. You're the FS1 main event, and who's the co-main on that? Do we know?
You know, it actually isn't all set yet, but
who else is on that card?
Manoa versus Volkan Ozdemir.
Oh yeah, they just announced that.
Yeah, it's a great fight. Sage Northcutt is on there. Duho Choi versus Andre Feely, which is going to be a great fight. Yep. Ricardo Lamas, I think. Korean Zombie had to pull out. I think he got hurt, so I'm looking for a replacement. But
okay,
there's a lot of good fights.
Sage is 8-2 now. Right? He's lost two in a row.
Yeah.
So, what I wonder happens if he loses the third. Do they keep him?
Yeah, I mean, he's young, right? I mean, he's still got...
I think they're going to keep him.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who'd you ask about? It was
Sage Northcutt.
Oh, he's down two in a row now? Is that right?
Yeah. It is. He lost to Mickey Gall and... who did he lose
two finishes. And Barbarina.
Right.
Yeah. Bam Bam.
And won in the Garden. Didn't he win in the Garden or did he lose? No, he lost the Garden because he got choked, right?
He has a win in between. He lost to Barbarena. He beat Enrique Marin at 200.
Okay.
And then he lost to Mickey Gall.
Okay.
When did he tap? Which one did he tap at? Because he had a bad throat.
Barbarena.
That was a little bit. Yeah.
That was like the half guard thing.
Yeah.
It was weird.
He had a bad throat or something like that.
What about his tonsils? He just had them out.
Actually. Okay.
Yeah. I want to see the picture of those things. He said they were pretty huge. But.
You know what?
I think
girls like him.
Who's that? Sage Northcutt?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to have to start winning, though. I mean, he's going to have to win. Listen, he could be doing backflips and looking good all day long, but he's going to have to. Yeah, that's yucky. They showed a picture of his throat that time.
Is that a big tonsil?
Yeah.
He had a. Is that a big tonsil? Are you just happy?
I don't know what tonsil is supposed to look like. I lost my
That's not a tonsil. That's when he had that throat infection.
Right. Yeah, but I think it's all related. He just had them out, so I think it was causing throat infections.
I've had everything pulled out of me. My fucking appendix, tonsils, adenoids. A disaster.
What's an adenoid?
Exactly.
What's an adenoid?
It's in your throat somewhere. Adenoid. Does nothing.
You used to play asteroids, right? Yeah.
I have my adenoids out. Anything? I had very bad sinuses. It's a long story.
You know what we just watched? I know you do, but the audience doesn't.
What?
Is that Brian Keller finish.
Oof.
That was a nice guillotine, right?
Yes, it was.
Immediate. Oh, he got performance of the night?
Yeah.
He's a Long Island guy, you know. He trains with a couple of Sarah BJJ black belts, Joe Monahan and Alex the MILF Hunter. I'm sorry. That's his nickname, but he might be seeing somebody
Does he know that's his nickname?
He knows that everybody, the world knows now. So he's going to know because he should be listening. But congrats, man. But that guy, Brian Keller, he was that kid. He actually fought on, I think it was the second episode of Dana White Looking for a Fight. He fought on that card, and he knocked the guy out. The card that we got Randy Brown on.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, where we picked up Randy Brown. He fought on that card, and he knocked somebody out on that card with a spinning back fist. So, I mean, and he jumped over it. He was yelling to Dana, I don't want to be in, and this and that. It might have even made the episode. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see, you know.
So you're kind of attached to him because you helped find him.
Say again?
You helped find him.
So well, I mean, he was on the show, but we didn't pick him for that. We picked Randy Brown, but, you know, he's obviously, stayed on course, and here he is in the UFC, and he went over to Brazil, and he...
Was this his first fight in the UFC?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And he debuted, and he was doing it in,
took out a ranked opponent, too.
And it, yeah, right? What was he ranked?
13th.
Oh, really? And I look, man, that's great. He did it so, I don't want to say easy, but when he had that neck, you knew it was done.
Yeah.
You rolled with him before, Aljo. No, you worked, yeah. You worked with Brian.
I bail every time he gets, every time he grabs my neck, I just bail because I know what it's like. I remember from years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't even give him the chance. I'm like, yeah, I just got to get out of this position.
Because you know he's going to choke you.
Pete Trago Cell has a guillotine like that, a head and arm guillotine
insane.
Like that.
Insane, yeah.
That he choked out Phil Baroni with. Yeah, there's some guys that they have certain moves where they just, when it's on, and it's like, shit, man. If you don't know and you leave that head in too long, I always tell our guys, oh, man, respect your neck, respect the guillotine when you're going to take a guy down. And it's one thing if you're clearing those legs, but, you know, if a guy, like, look right there. He sat right there. Did he do it from half guard? I got to see it again.
He was like, right? He got taken down. He was scrambling back up.
It was
to
in
his
an
feet.
Open guard, though. It wasn't a lock guard.
I think it was an open guard.
Yeah. Sitting on the side. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was really good.
So what's the best way to get out of that when a guy fucking grabs you by the neck and pulls you down?
Well, there's several ways.
You don't like the answering the phone message?
No. You're thinking the answering the phone is when somebody's doing like a head and arm or arm guillotine.
You said you didn't believe that worked.
Nah, you still strangle somebody with that.
Yeah,
that's the fucking answering the phone, my ass. You know who's calling? Fucking Sandman's calling. You're going to fucking sleep, stupid bastard. Who is it? Yeah, I'll tell you what.
So if you were choking somebody, that wouldn't stop. That
no, what work. Happens okay. is like, let's say if you're here and you got my right arm trapped, which you're. You know, I'm so used to this guy picking up the phone.
I'm sorry.
We don't even have a phoner. Fucking Chris the producer. So let's say if my right arm, and you got your arm, it's hard to fucking do it over the plate, over the fucking, it's hard to do it, like explain it. But sure. If you got me in an arm triangle, my arm that's trapped, I have to bring my same side, my legs. If you're cross-side of me, I have to bring my leg up and grab around it. And make space this way. See how I'm opening up that carotid artery?
Yeah.
You're not even looking
at me. I am watching.
Now you're being rude.
I'm looking at your big calves. Okay. I'm looking at your giant calves.
That thing? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
I'm looking at your calves.
Touch it.
No, seriously. I'd rather not.
Go ahead, do it.
All right, just for a second.
No, don't touch it.
Oh, it feels better than I thought it would. It's like a little hockey puck.
What is that? What is that?
So you reach down and you stretch
Okay, I'm
your neck.
Sorry. I get excited about my calves.
You should.
Thank you.
That's why you wear shorts.
I know. Well, that and also it's summertime.
Yeah, nice. They're good calves. What are
you know, if I had shitty, there's guys that get calf implants.
No, I would never. I have actually, the Norton calves are actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, not like yours.
No? They're not a Sarah calf?
No, but I just do a little elliptical.
I'm lucky I have an ass. My father, it's like his ass is as flat as that wall. Same thing with my brothers. I'm happy to have an ass.
Yeah,
me too. So is my wife. She's happy I have an ass.
Really?
She tells me, oh, I'm happy I have an ass. Okay.
Cool.
Anyways, I think that. Do I give you too much?
No.
Listen, let's get back to the fight card. Can we? Sure. Nobody wants to hear about my calf and ass.
I believe people love hearing about your calf and ass.
Oh, I have a hiney. All right. Oh, Vita Belfort.
Vita Belfort. Yeah, Vita Belfort fought.
Nate Marquardt. I was okay with the decision. I thought that initial takedown, I thought Vita was going to have a hard night, but man, I mean, the stand-up was a little quick, I feel, but you should try to, that's why, man, you should try to improve your situation down there. All Vitor did was tie him up, took zero damage down there, and, you know, Nate did the hard part. He got him down, put the pressure on him, get your arms, there's ways to free up your arm. You can't just keep your arms locked up. There's ways to come in and bring your thumb inside towards his hip to free up your arm and start working him with elbows, and he had a chance. He started that fight off great. And then he let Vitor just get back in it right
Can you
away.
Explain to me this kick Vitor throws? He throws this big booming left kick, which is very effective, but it always, even though it works, it looks really
telegraphed,
clumsy, and even though it's not, it's a weird kick. I don't think I've seen anybody else throw a kick. It's like you almost feel him winding up and throwing a kick. Like nobody else throws a kick like that.
A straight up high kick towards the
way his method of throwing that big left is like maybe it is telegraphed.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes he'll throw it. And then the guys will block it, and the second they block it, it'll come in and blitz them. And every time there, a couple of times when Nate was up against that cage, he was like went for a nice. He was throwing some combinations, some uppercuts, and he was nothing landed too clean. Where I don't remember Nate really being hurt too bad, right? I mean, he weathered a lot of that.
Yeah,
but I was okay with the decision. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I was fine with it too.
What about you, Aljo?
No, I like the decision. I think he's going to now fight for another 3 years. But
yeah, he was saying afterwards,
he's got five fights left. He said, "Is that what it was?"
So like, he's 50. He said, "It's crazy." But
how old is he now?
He's got to be right. I think he's 39.
No, Vitor? He's got older than that, isn't he?
Maybe I'm full of
shit. I thought he was like 40 already.
39?
Yeah, he might be 40, right?
Yeah. You got to check these Brazilian guys with their ages. They're kind of like chicks with that.
Yeah, he says he's 40.
My old roommate, Rodrigo, was 29 for like 3 years. I go, dude, you were the same age. What are you, bullshit? Fucking, I had a birthday cake. They put his real age on there. He's like, what? So guys, it's serious, man. Guys are serious. They lie about their age.
Yeah, they do it in show business, too.
You know it was my birthday. You know it was my birthday over the weekend.
I did not know that. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old were you?
43.
43?
43, buddy.
Well, that's fine.
It's hard to say for me.
I understand. I'm 49 in July. I think I feel.
You round up at this point.
Yeah.
Might as well be 45. Where 42 was like, I'm like 41, 42, 40. I'm 40.
Yeah.
Guys now, like, you know, like, oh, 43, 43.
You round up to get used to saying it. Like, I'll be 49 in July. So it's like, I keep telling myself I'm 50. I'm just, for the next year and a half, I'll say that. You fuck it when it happens.
You can't say, I know. Like, Longo's 59. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
59. I'm worried about the old man.
Why?
I don't know. I think he's starting to lose it. No, I'm only kidding. He's good. Listen, I like attacking Longo when he's here. I can't do it when he's not. I can do it anytime. We're friends.
I understand.
But Longo gives, I told you, he gives us all hope that we don't have to grow up. Ain't that right, Aljo?
Yes, he does.
I mean, you guys hanging out last night till like 11 at night, whatever.
Yeah, at the gym. Late night workout session.
It's fun, no?
Do you get more energy at night when you don't sleep during the day? Like by nighttime, are you like pretty wide awake?
No.
Oh, you're dead.
I'm like dead by 12.
Aljo, you always say you're so tired, but yet you always seem so energetic.
Yeah, for a couple hours, and then I crash, recharge the battery, and then I'm dead again.
You should have warned me about the grill, because I can't, it's blinding. Should I put my sunglasses on? What's with the grill?
18 carats.
Now, hold on. The guy's getting up on the upper thing.
Yeah, that's
upper,
too much for me.
That is definitely too much bling.
First guy I ever saw do that, there was a rapper named Just Ice. Do you remember Just Ice, either one of you guys?
I don't even
old
know
school?
Just that. I'm listening.
Did a song, LaToya. LaToya, I'm fucking old.
Wow. Well, I know Slick Rick, the ruler.
Yeah, yeah.
And all those
was
guys.
Way back from the 80s.
What?
But he's the first guy I saw with a grill, yeah. With gold teeth.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, trust me. Cold getting dumb. All right. Getting old.
Which one do you want to talk about now?
I want to talk about a couple of things. Even what happened when I was not here.
Okay.
Which is Demetrius Johnson, by the way, who's.
Oh.
He's not said this much in 10 years.
Right. That whole thing you're holding, I read some of his he said
it's
all
like
that.
A forward to a book.
Yeah.
He fucking said
holy
a
shit.
Lot.
And what the hell is he saying?
He's
what
just
is he saying?
None too pleased with Dana saying. I guess they offered him the fight with TJ.
Yeah.
And he does not want to do it. Who does he want to fight instead?
He thinks Ray Borg, who by the way is like making a claim, obviously to get a flyweight title shot. But the TJ versus Mighty Mouse fight is. A fight that everybody would want to see.
Everybody would want to see that. But I got to say, I don't like... What? And I like Demetrius Johnson. But he says, unfortunately, UFC's mistreatment and bullying... You know, we got to stop overusing the word bullying in life. Bullying is like when someone's getting beaten up or smacked in the face or poked. Because a company you work for, you think they're being dicks, happens to all of us.
Or Mangana.
What's that?
Who?
Or Mangana.
Oh, you're talking about like Cyborg?
That's cyber bullying.
No, that was bullying, though. I agree. That's bullying. You weren't. Was Jimmy? Jimmy was away for that.
I was away.
You know about Cyborg giving the that girl Angela Magana a whack in the lip.
I do remember that. I was here for that.
Did you?
Oh,
wait,
you
no.
Yeah. I remember that because she was talking shit, and Cyborg kind of came up and just fucking gave her a slap.
Okay. Right? Yeah. I saw a real.
I don't even know if
more
that's bullying.
The best
is more.
I saw a really clean version of it, man. Like,
can
really up close. I don't have it. Dana showed it to me. And the best was right before it was going to happen when they were arguing. You know, Chris Wyman, you see him go up, like, all right, girls. And then Cyborg turns to him. He goes, don't you put your hands on me. He goes, all right. and he walks away. Oh, what are you? Dana was breaking his balls. He goes, you could have stopped that thing. He goes, she pointed at you. It's like she had a gun. He was like, okay. Oh, she said it mean too. Like, don't you put
it
your
was
hands
really
on
scary.
Me.
It was like, I was like, oh,
I don't see that as being bullying though. When two fighter, even though one is bigger than the other, and you're talking shit to Cyborg, that's not bullying.
No. This is what I meant by that. But the cyber bullying, that's what I meant. She was very mean to her. There's a thing where she did like, she compared her face to the Jake. And you know what? You see the picture, like, you know Cyborg gets some shit. You know what I mean? And you can, like, you know, like, I don't know, man. Like, if that's your daughter or your girlfriend or your mother or something, who wouldn't, like, who is this girl? That she takes the shots at her, and then, you know, Cyborg sees her, she's still talking shit. I know there's laws. Me and Dana's like, look, man, in the real world, you can't just hit people and there's repercussions. Of course there is. But you know what? There's a lot of times when you walk away from something. I'm not giving the other, I got to give the other side of the coin. There is sometimes where somebody's being extremely disrespectful and you might take that high road and be like, you know what? I shouldn't smack this person.
But a smack in the mouth sometimes is what you get.
Well, you know what? You might just be like, you know what? I might be, you could get in trouble for doing it, but you'll be, it's almost like you, mentally, you might have a longer sentence in your head from walking away.
Did she punch her or
slap
her?
That makes sense to you?
Yeah, of course.
She gave her a punch in the mouth.
A punch or a slap?
I'm pretty sure it was a punch.
And did she really hurt the other girl?
Yeah, she got a fat lip. She was out at the Snoop Dogg concert shaking her ass that night, I guess. I don't know, right?
But she says she has stitches like all the way in the back of her mouth, supposedly.
Who gives a shit? You're a fighter. You're talking shit to another fighter. What do you expect? Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
is there going to be anything for happening?
I'm different with this shit, man. Yeah. I'm old school. I know, you can't hit nobody. Yeah, but you also, this is an age. It's weird. You know, nobody's dealt with this cyberbullying before. And even the people like, oh, how could you bully another fighter? Not you, Jimmy, but people said that. And listen, everybody's got feelings. And if you're being a real, like jerk off to somebody, you know, and then you see that person, expect that I mean, fuck you.
The word bullying has got to come out. Like, cyberbullying is one thing. A fighter being a dick to another fighter online, you're just being a fucking asshole, and then another fighter calls.
Yeah.
It's two people kind of in the same world who can both handle themselves. Yeah. And if you're talking shit to Cyborg and you're a smaller fighter, you're dumb.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Stupid.
It's like, I don't know what got through her head.
Did you ever hear the saying, God, get what you deserve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, man.
I say that every time I come.
Well, you deserve to. You're a good boy.
Yeah.
You deserve to feel good.
What are the person wiping out of her hair?
That's what you want. You tell her that's what she deserves?
What you deserve. You're complaining.
That's great.
But that to me is not, that's just stupid. That's just stupid.
I don't know. I'm not happy with that. What the hell?
But Demetrius Johnson, we were talking about Demetrius, and he used
bring
the word
back.
Bullying. And it's like, look, I like Demetrius, but it's not always bullying. And he said, he made a point here. He said, UFC has failed to market and promote me appropriately. Prior to my last fight, where I tied the record for the most consecutive successful title defenses, we waited to repost UFC social media. He's basically saying there weren't any posts until a few days into fight week, blah, blah, blah. He feels they're not promoting him correctly. And I got to say, as someone who's interviewed Demetrius a couple of times, there are times where Demetrius, when you're in, and he's a lovely guy, but he's not giving you much to go on. Like sometimes when you're, the guys that make the most and are the most popular, or even Jose Aldo said that, they have to keep fighting him in Brazil because he's probably not going to sell as well in other places because he's a gentleman and he gives polite answers. Even he came out and said, maybe you have to talk a little.
Yeah, but it was always forced when he tried to do it.
It was horrible. Yeah, it was not his nature.
It's not.
But that's what sells fights. You know, that's kind of what sells fights, more personality because we become invested in the fighter. So, I mean, why do you think people want to see Floyd Mayweather fight? I can't fucking stand Floyd Mayweather. That's why I would watch him fight. I don't like him.
Yeah.
So Demetrius is just a very quiet guy. He gives very genteel, polite answers.
Yeah.
We've interviewed him. He doesn't go off script at all. And he's, again, I'm not shitting on him. I like him.
Yeah.
But it's like, Demetrius, part of the problem is that, like, people are not invested in seeing you because you're just a lovely gentleman.
And he's, you know, part of it is like
John Jones is a mess. Talk about love watching John Jones.
Yeah. But like Dana's point is, and I was with Dana over the weekend, and you know, we talked a little bit about this. Like, what's gonna sell more? And no offense to Ray Borg, I enjoy watching Ray Borg fight. But hell, man, you're fighting a former champion versus, you know, the champion who's about to break the record for what?
Tremendous.
I mean,
fight.
It's just. Of who wouldn't want to see that?
That's a tremendous.
Who wouldn't want to see Demetrius versus TJ?
And that's a big gamble for TJ as well, because Cody said, if you lose, I'll never fight you. Yeah. And again, Woody, I don't know.
No, but who's going to buy people? That will sell probably better than any other fight any of his previous fights.
Yeah.
You can't name a fight that you think, oh, well, this fight was a big. Well, not that it wasn't a big seller, but I see this fight as a huge fight. I don't see why. What's his point on not wanting to do it?
Do you?
What is he saying? Is he saying anything, Chris?
Well, he said. I mean, he really just said that TJ should get in line. You know, Ray Borg has earned the shot. And,
get in line, though. He's a former champion.
Well, I agree. Right.
Why would the hell does he have to get in line? I mean, the guy's a former champ.
I understand both sides of it. Like, I get why they want him to fight. I get why Demetrius is going, no, I want to fight this guy. Because he wants to break that record, right? And he probably figured
out. No, you don't. But you're the champion. You got to fight whoever they put in front of you.
I guess, of course.
I mean, I don't know. Right? I don't know.
Well, why didn't they just shake up the middleweight? They took out GSP and fighters were like, good, this is how it should be. Now, who's ever next in line is next in line.
When you got that bullseye on your back, you don't. I as the champion. Like, I don't know. I mean, you think I wanted to go rematch? No, I didn't really give a shit, but I had to rematch George right away in first time ever in Canada in front of 22,000 Canadians screaming, chanting, fuck you, Sarah. You think I mean, is that my idea of what I wanted to?
Probably not.
Probably not. I mean, but you know what? Who am I to? I'm there to fight. Yeah. I don't know. Keep it simple. Sure. Dude, you're there to fight, and this is the bigger fight. This is the fight that everybody would want to see.
It is the bigger fight.
And Ray Borg, that guy's just getting better. I mean, I don't want to take away from Ray Borg because I've said before on here that I enjoy watching Ray Borg a lot. I really enjoy his fights. But he's also a young kid, and he's going to be back in there, and he'll get his shot. But this is a fight that I think everybody would want to see. I just don't know why he'd be against it.
Well, and there's also a big difference between, like you said, the GSP thing. Like, GSP never fought at middleweight. He's been out for several years. Like, that is just putting him in front of a line of people. People have been talking for years about Mighty Mouse going up or somebody coming down to fight him. So that, you know.
I was only saying that the argument about people jumping the line or being in, you know, and then you get a guy like Yoel Romero, who's, you know, who's the number one contender, being at one point passed over. Now, is that fight happening with him and Bisping?
No, he's fighting for the interim title against Whitaker at UFC 213.
Okay. And that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a great fight.
Where's Bisping?
Bisping is still his knee is still recovering. Yeah.
He said he was hurt anyway, so he's going to wait. And supposedly he's waiting for George, no? Or did they?
Well, but I don't think that. Dana said on the show that's probably not going to happen.
Why was GSP putting October? November?
Why?
He's saying that he has a bit of an eye injury that he's still waiting to recover from. So,
And that was my only problem with that whole thing being. For that whole fight, I was okay with that fight because people have short memories. Because just like as far as cutting the line and stuff like that, dude, St. Pierre, I mean, that guy was a dominant champion for how long? I mean, how many fights did he win in a row? You know, and for how many, so it's like, I think that people shouldn't forget that so quickly.
I agree. You know? Even though I didn't really care about that fight, I'm fine with. Yeah. Romero Whitaker sounds like a great fight.
No, I mean, I was good either. I was interested to see how he'd do with GS with Bisping. Bisping's a big dude, good at getting up. I just like watching good fights. I mean, I can understand the middleweight's division about being, hey man, you like watching good fights, but this is our lives and we're in line.
How
for
do
this.
You feel? You're actively fighting. Yeah. How do you feel about it?
About what, cutting the line?
Yeah, the idea of like you get the money, the attraction to it, and what the fans want to see. But how do you feel about somebody working? You know, you're in the ranks, and you're like, okay, now it's my turn, and then somebody else steps in.
If I was Borg, I'd be livid. I mean, what can you, you know, you work your ass off, and then you think you're next up, and someone just randomly never makes the weight and just comes down. I would be pretty bothered by that. But that'd be my cue to start talking some shit, and then get my name out there, piggybacking off of what you're doing. So that's the route I would take. I understand DJ. You got one guy who's never made the weight. He's taking a big gamble. Well, the company's taking a gamble because they don't know if he can make the weight. He says he can make the weight, no problem. But Cody said the same thing, and I think Cody's bigger than me. He's taller than me, and I'm like, I have a hard time getting down. So there's a lot of different variables that go into this. So you got the bigger money fight, and then you got the fight that might be easier for him to break the record. So, I mean, Ray Borg's no easy out. I think his grappling is ridiculously insane, and he brings a furious pace. And then you got TJ, who's more of a technical technician in pretty much all aspects of mixed martial arts.
But you can understand why Demetrius doesn't talk a lot, because he's a champion. I mean, he's not looking to entice anybody into fighting him, because he's the guy, like you said, with the target.
Well, he's never been like that.
Never.
Which I think Ian McCall called him out on that and said, I need to beat Mighty Mouse so we can rid ourselves of a boring champion. People want to see more Uncle Creepy. He was that guy, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was some truth to that, you know? The same thing you were saying.
Yeah, and it's not a knock on him. I mean, he's just, you watch him, he's a master fighter. I mean, he's incredible to watch. But there's no, people aren't invested in watching the guy fight because he's just a nice guy who's a great fighter.
I want to hear him just throw out a fuck you one time.
Yeah.
Just fuck you.
I think he said.
You want to see the other side of it.
Yeah, because like, I know it's there. I know it's there. Just fucking be you, man.
Imagine he comes in next time with a grill like Aljo's got.
And yeah.
Like, what up, son?
What's up, bitches?
But it's got to be hard if you're not that guy. Yeah. Like, again, Jose Aldo, he's not that guy. If you're not that guy, to all of a sudden start being that guy just to get pay-per-view numbers, it's got
to
be hard, too.
Well, so to get those numbers, talk about pay-per-view numbers, nothing's going to do higher than him versus Dillashaw. So if if he wants to talk pay-per-view numbers and he wants to, you know, what's best, I mean, I don't know. I'm not
take the fight.
Yeah, I'm not his manager or anything. I'm just saying I would be psyched to see that fight. I would be psyched because, you know, Dillashaw is a hell of a fighter. And that would be a true test. He's coming down in weight, so he's going to be big. And man, if you're going to break the record beating a former champion who's coming down from a heavier weight, dude, they'll be making statues of that dude right away. You know what I mean? Sick. I mean, or else you'll be fighting. And I don't want to be like Ray, like, I don't want to just kill Ray Borg, but he's not as much of a, but you know, TJ's been on. He won't runner up on Tough, but he, you know, people know him from the Ultimate Fighter show, both as a contestant and a coach. You know, he's a known guy. TJ Dillashaw is a known dude. So, man, I don't know why he wouldn't want to. He should be thanking him for this matchup, man. I'll be honest with you. I think, I don't know. Who would you guys rather see him fight?
I would love to see. I think you're right.
I don't think anybody would say different than that.
Yeah, I think you would love. I'm going over fighters. As you're talking, I'm going over guys in my head. And I'm thinking, like, how many good fighters are there that people don't talk about as much? Unless they're hardcore MMA fans. But, you know, a lot of people don't talk about Thomas Ahmed. How many great people talk about him? Most, you know, because he's not a guy who talks a lot of shit, or he's not, for some reason, he hasn't risen above that visibility where everybody knows who you are. And usually it's the guys that talk shit. Conor talks a lot of shit. Even after he lost, he came back talking shit. John Jones. These guys that, even Cormier started doing it.
Yeah.
Even Cormier started doing it. I mean, it was just one of those things. But
it's so much more natural for him now. I like when he calls people son.
Son, oh.
I like when he calls people son. Because he seems...
Sit down, son.
How old is he? 37?
He's going to be 36, 37.
It works for him. It sounds very natural when he calls.
Because he's smiling when he says it, so you know he kind of means it.
But is he back? Is he really back? He's got 2 months. Is he back? I love it. I love that.
And boy, John Jones just fucking put it to Gustafson too.
Jones?
On Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on. Tell me about that.
Let me find
I'm off that old Twitter thing. We have notes of that?
Here's the disadvantage to talking a little shit if it's not necessarily who you are. You better be good at it.
Well, John Jones, he just gets nasty. But I thought Gustafson did a great job, too, attacking him.
On Twitter, right?
Yeah, I heard some of that.
John Jones responded to his, I don't know.
Yes,
he said, of course you're going to root for Daniel, Gus. You might as well pray for him while you're at it. And here's a little FYI. You didn't lose against DC because of your cardio. It was because of your lack of heart.
Oof. He's going deep.
Deep. I'm not a champion because you don't like my personality. Fuck you, LOL. John Jones is a bad person. You sound like a fucking dork. Congrats on the engagement, though. Beautiful woman. I'm not a champion because I'm a bad person. You're not a champion because you don't win championship fights. Yeah.
He went... We'll go back now. What did he say? Come on, listen. He said, what could he say?
Can you say?
Oh, he said, no, he did good.
Some really good rebuttal.
I'm only reading what Jones said.
Yeah, I'm looking here. He said, no, my friend, against you, it was because of the absence of USADA, basically. That's what they all say, though. That's like the comeback to John Jones.
Yeah, no, he had some other stuff in there, too.
I'll try to say.
What else did he say? What did he say?
Stir that shit.
I want Jones on the show. I'm not a champion. Because I'm a bad person. You're not a champion because you don't win championship fights.
Yeah.
That's a fucking... That was a big one. That's a shot to the jaw.
You're thinking that's a spinning backfist out of nowhere.
Dude, that's an amazing, amazing
that's,
one.
That's...
It's an RKO.
Yeah.
That's a Shoney.
Did you say that's a Shoney?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's why I think you were actually...
it hurts, man.
I was just going with the reference you made.
You know that guy stopped me?
His calves look good, Matt.
You know, I
fucking bulky ass calves.
You know when I...
Look at the calves on this guy.
You know what was going through my head? Lester, I got this fight in the bag where there's a dancing guy in Speedos. That's the last thing I remember.
Yeah. I've had the same thoughts for other reasons.
Did you bring that up?
You mentioned what? You mentioned backswish.
It's fun. I know. I got him called he hit me with like five of those in my whole life.
Guy in
but go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, no. I mean, I just found a couple more. He said, I root for DC, but I want you to win. And after the way I beat you, I promise I will pray for you. Happy now?
Yeah, that's not a good comeback.
I don't mind it.
It's not Jones just went for the throat. Now, what about... What about your fucking, you don't win championship fights? How do you respond to that? Yes, I do.
No, he said some other stuff out there too, man. You should give that guy his
he was tremendous, by the way. Augustus.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. It was just who'd you guys? He's never looked better.
Who'd you guys think won that fight anyway?
What's
John
that?
Jones and Gustafsson, the first one.
I was like, well, Augustus looks really great, but I was okay with him giving it to Jones. I didn't know if he did enough to take his belt. There's always that thing where you got to take a guy's belt, and if it's this. I'd say you give it to the champion.
It was close. Sorry about that.
But you're right. It was very. What, did you think Gustafsson beat him?
When I watched it live, I thought so.
I think now it's.
Yeah, I remember at the time thinking like, I don't know if John won that fight.
Yeah,
but it wasn't enough where I was like, I objected to it. Like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah. Then I watched it again, but I thought he landed like the bigger shots coming back in like the fourth round, that spinning back elbow.
Didn't Jones in the fourth and fifth, if I remember correctly, like isn't that when he looked really great?
He hit that back elbow late in the fourth round, and I think that kind of like just set the tone for the rest of the fight.
But my thing is, have we ever seen a more impressive Gustafsson than we did over the weekend?
Against Glover.
Last couple, what was that? Two
but again, seven? That again, no disrespect to Glover Teixeira, great fighter, but that's not John Jones.
No, but man, how many guys are putting that guy out like that? That guy went five rounds with John Jones with a hurt shoulder, Glover.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? How many guys are putting that guy away? Not many. Did any? Who put him away?
Anthony Johnson.
Johnson.
Oh, well, Johnson. Quickly. Yeah, John. Well, I mean, he also did the same thing to Gustafsson.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That's Anthony Johnson.
And he didn't do it to Rumble. Oh, I don't know what to say. I said he couldn't do it to DC.
He is. Well, he threw me off with the whole
thing. I know. Rumble. I said Rumble. Yeah,
that's okay.
But I was thinking twice.
Let's not even draw attention to it.
I'm thinking your calves are distracting.
You're looking at my calves a lot.
I can't help it. They look good.
Yeah? I wish I had abs.
I'll never have abs. I have to just to give up.
My wife posted a picture of me on the old Facebook and it was me from last August, and I looked all diesel. I want to show it to you.
Let me see it.
Give me my phone.
I believe you. Show me later. Give me something to look forward to.
So I don't want to see it.
No, your head
Why
looks good.
Why don't you want to see me in
so
shape?
Right now, looking, your head looks good.
Getting shaven. Mad.
No.
I'm not mad.
Why would you get mad? I mean, you're using the Dollar Shave Club and your head looks good.
Oh, tell me about that Dollar Shave Club. I love the Dollar Shave Club.
You have to love the Dollar Shave Club. You can get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. We all know this. It's an awesome life hack. It's really a no-brainer choice. You no longer have to schlep to the store and your dumb flip-flops. Yeah. Go buy a cheap disposable razor that's going to basically behead you. You don't have to spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving tech that you don't need. And when I use my... Dollar Shave Club
Dollar
Executive
Shave Club?
Razor with the Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. The blade just gently glides. It gives me such a delightful smooth shave. I like my face to be smooth.
Yeah?
Because I look young. People tell me that. I don't want to brag.
I told you. You look in shape, Jimmy.
Thank you. The Dr. Carver's Shave Butter is transparent for a more precise shave. It helps prevent ingrown hairs, and it fights razor bumps, which really do suck. You too can make the smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor and a free tube of their Dr. Carver Shave Butter, only $5 with free shipping. That's amazing. Oh. Now, after that, razor is just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5 in your first month's box. You get an awesome weighty handle, not like those sickening light handles so you don't feel like you're doing anything.
No.
I like a nice weighty handle.
Yes, weighty.
A full cassette of four cartridges and a tube of the Shave Butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges just ship automatically at their regular price.
Yeah.
No hidden fees, no commitments. If you don't like it, just stop with it. You can cancel. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/UFC. dollarshaveclub.com/UFC.
Shave butter.
Yeah, it's good. It's like shaving cream. It sounds better. Shave butter. What are you doing? Applying shave butter.
Shave butter.
Yeah, it's a branding thing. But it's, it's clear. It's their thing. It's their shaving.
Did you see the first couple of fights on the main event?
I saw every fight except for that one.
Oh, you missed the Eric Silva.
Yeah, my
Silva
memory
fight.
Just stinks, dude. I think I did too many drugs when I was a teenager.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I did too many this weekend. Just kidding. That first fight, Chris the Producer, tell me about that.
Yeah, the Yancy Medeiros-Eric Silva fight.
Eric Silva's having a hard time as of lately.
I think he's trying to figure out his style still. Like he's a wild guy at the beginning of his career, and now he's trying to be a little more relaxed, but he's trying to find the balance, I think. But he's just a great fighter. He's so fun to watch. But
yeah,
you know which fight we haven't talked about?
Oh no, we're getting to the co-main and the main?
The main.
And the co-main. You want to do the co-main first? Want to lube away?
If you want.
Okay. Listen, the business. Claudia Gadella fight was just phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I was talking about this with Dana, and Dana was going, look, he goes, hey, man, Carolina Kowalkiewicz. Not bad, right?
Okay. Kowalkiewicz.
What? Say it again.
Kowalkiewicz.
Listen, I know about fights. I know about fighting. I'm not the best with the pronouncing. What do you want me to do?
I know
Aljo Sterling.
Yeah.
I can say that name. Jimmy Norton.
Yeah, Jimmy Norton.
Chris, whatever the fuck his name is.
Producer.
Yeah.
But my point is this. Carolina was working on her wrestling. That's all she's been. Dana goes, look, that's all she's been working on. And, you know, and look at her fight with Joanna, the champ. They went 5 hard rounds. And so did Claudia's fight with Joanna, the champ. But as myself and the great funk master Aljo Sterling say all the time, styles make fights. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, man, Claudia was such a beast when she fought Joanna. And in that last fight, those first 2 rounds, Jimmy, remember, she was getting her down and she was just relentless. And then she started to fade. And mm-hmm. again, nobody's got a better gas tank than the champ.
Right.
What I mean by style make fights is that when Claudia... Not a lot of people getting up like that. Not a lot of Joanna is so hard to hold down.
Yeah.
It's hard to get down, and the second you get her down, she's already getting up.
Right back up.
And I brought it up when she was in here. It's just so impressive that she's able to do that. And it's exhausting for the person looking to take her down and to dominate her.
And disheartening. All that energy wasted.
And disheartening.
She's back up like, oh, fuck.
So not only did Claudia set up the takedown beautifully, the takedown was a beautiful thing, Aljo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was awesome, right?
Yeah, really good timing.
And just the execution of it, where she didn't just fall down. She stayed on her and put her down. And when she put her down, when she was getting cross-eyed, Carolina, she did something like we spoke about earlier, which you just is a big no-no with a person who's really good in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, is she exposed her back. And, you know, like we said, if you get up from it, great, because you're devastating standing up. But it cost her big. It cost her the whole fight.
Sure.
And it just looks so smooth. And she looks so when I say never looked better, she put everything together. So it was a perfect fight. It was a perfect freaking fight. Versus a girl that just went 5 right. She made it look easy versus a girl that really, she lost to Joanna, but she was definitely scrapping in there, you know what I mean, when they fought at UFC 200. That was MSG,
yeah.
Sorry, yeah, the MSG card, yeah. So again, props to Claudia. They're gonna meet eventually again, yeah, her and Joanna. They're probably only because she just lost twice to her, not just, but they, I don't know what they're gonna do, probably give her some.
And they
else
really
first.
Don't like each other.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
That's a legitimate dislike.
I like when they talk.
I do too.
I like when they talk trash on that tough and they went face to face.
Yeah,
I don't know. It got me hyped up. For
yeah,
the fight.
Yeah, yeah. And but, the fight. I also want to mention this. I don't know if I'm going to say these names.
Yancy.
Borachina. Is that how you say his name?
Borachina.
Oh, Borachina
against Alawale Bambose.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
fight was fucking. Is that guy? What's his record? He's undefeated now, still, right? Is he like 10-0 or 11-0?
Borachina. Yeah, I believe.
Why are you laughing, Aljo?
No, I went to college with Bengbose.
Did you?
Yeah, me, him, and John Jones.
All of you
all
guys
went to the same school freshman
really?
Year. Well, my freshman year, which is pretty funny that we're all.
Did I get his name correct?
Yeah.
Look at that.
All that guy did was lift. It was the funniest thing. Like, yo,
really?
Wale, what's up, bro? Yeah, you know, I'm about to just go to the gym. You know, I'm picking things up, putting them down. Which was the
picking
funniest.
Up, putting them down.
He was jacked. Ever since then, he's still ripped up. I think the cardio is
how'd he do?
Big issue though.
Yeah, he gassed a little bit.
He lost.
Yeah, he was great in the first round. He was tremendous energy, but it seemed like he might. And who is it? I think Dominic Cruz was talking about.
I was gonna say
about
yeah.
how like you're gonna know in the at 2.5 minutes you're gonna see where it begins to fall apart. Dominic Cruz is fucking.
That is great. He said that.
Yeah, he was talking about like this big burst of energy, and then you're gonna see what he really has in like the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, he's a killer in the beginning, man.
Sure.
He just jumps out of nowhere, explosive attacks, flying knees, flying kicks, and.
Wasn't he smaller than this guy though too? Wasn't he?
I don't think he cuts much. I think he like pretty much just walks around like 190.
Right.
Yeah,
it's big.
Tremendous fight.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that a lot.
You liked it
very much. Yeah,
it's entertaining.
Yeah, it was really entertaining. Really entertaining fight.
I loved Claudia's fight. I just, you know, I love jiu-jitsu, Jimmy. I talk about it a lot.
I think of you every time I watch a good jiu-jitsu match, how much you're enjoying it.
And I want to thank everybody for all the birthday wishes. I got that on Instagram. I mean,
happy birthday.
Thank you, Jimmy. I try to get back. You can't get back to everybody. It's ridiculous. I just want to, just say on here, so the people that I'm just giving, what's that?
Say thanks in general.
Like I'm saying it now.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. What day was your birthday?
June 2nd. You know?
I was busy.
What were you doing?
Overseas.
Who was sitting on your face?
Overseas. In a hotel.
Can we talk about the main event? Can we talk about the main event? What a fight! What a freaking fight!
God damn it, sorry.
This guy.
I got it.
Oh, yeah. Once again, slow on the go. Thanks, Chris, the producer.
You're welcome.
Audience goes crazy. But it was a great fight, though, wasn't it? I loved it.
Did you think? Why do you think Aldo threw so few kicks?
Yeah.
Was it the fact that he got countered once? He threw a kick and he got countered. Did he not want to leave himself open because Holloway's arms are a lot longer?
It is interesting.
That's what it looked like to me. Like he threw one kick and got countered, and he just didn't throw.
Because his kicks
threw a lot against. Sorry, but he didn't seem like he threw as many against Frankie Edgar either. Like I was, he didn't seem to throw as many as I was expecting him to throw. Like when you look at him against Uriah Faber, it's all he did was destroy his legs.
He used to just
and he seems like to not
legs.
Do that anymore.
I think the McGregor fight changed him.
Really?
Then he fought Edgar, and then he fought Holloway.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I think because he went out. I think when someone puts you out like that, and they use their hands, and it happens that fast, it kind of makes you change up. I feel like it made him think twice about using the kicks as much and going more to his boxing. Because even against Frankie Edgar, he was hitting beautiful angles, and it looked like all he was doing was working stand up with just the hands. Even in the countdown, he was wearing knee pads, and he was just boxing primarily. I didn't see him once spar and throw kicks. The whole time
he have
was
a problem with his
stand-up.
Leg that he's not talking about? Is there something with his leg?
Who knows? That's the thing. But
well, I mean, then that's two fights then that he had.
Shocked, though. I'm like, that thing is such a great weapon for him, and he's just not doing it anymore.
I think the prime example, for me, a prime example would be Maya Sunsal fight. Yeah. I think I outlanded this guy by at least double with the leg kicks and the body kicks, and they scored heavily on the punches that pretty much didn't land at all, but whatever. And I think that made me change my fight style even for my last fight. And I think it just kind of plays a little bit of a psyche. Like, maybe I got to change something up a little bit to get a different result. And I think he kind of, you know, fought the same for so long that he decided to add something different.
Well, it almost paid off for him. I mean, like, in the beginning, that first round, Max was
great.
It was almost where if he would have, laces out one of those moments, like, he was right there. He hurt him. He had Max and he was on him. But to Max's credit, he did enough to get distance and get his clear those cobwebs.
For him, isn't the first round usually kind of a dangerous time for Max?
Yeah, it's like very even. You know, he's kind of filling the guy out.
Yeah.
You know, I was picking Holloway in this match. And one of the reasons was exactly what you were just talking about. The longer it goes, Max seems to find his rhythm and just get stronger as fights go on. And that's been proven in his fights. Where in the past, even though Jose is a super stud, he has in the past, Mark Hominick had a great fifth round with him. He was
Green
in here.
Zombie.
Ricardo Lamas. Lamas.
He couldn't put Uriah Faber away after destroying his legs. The whole fight, he just couldn't put him away.
He has some rough fifth rounds where in fights that he's doing well in. So I knew the longer it went. So once I saw that second round and Max started having fun with him, like started like almost like taunting him in there.
Yep. He dropped his arms at one point. Didn't he drop his arms?
Dude, we talked about this before. It's the same thing with El Kakui, Raging Al. When you enjoy it in there, third round of your last fight, that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Is that your last fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're you see when a fighter's like, all right, he's in the zone, he's enjoying this shit. That makes you feel, it makes a difference. It makes a difference in there. And even though I'm like, man, this was such a nail biter because even though I was feeling like, all right, man, now Max is starting to find his rhythm and everything. He's starting to land. Jose Aldo is so powerful that you're like, all right, he can still land, you know, and they were still throwing. But the way it finished, that setup, the timing, the distance, the way he was able to judge that distance, standing up with the strikes, when he came in with the 1-2, knowing that Jose was going to counter, just out of the distance and right back. Bah, bah. It was so beautiful. Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah,
it was
sick.
And the ref seemed to give him enough sick. Time to recover. Like, oh, he didn't, it's more a championship than fight. Time. Yeah, he didn't seem to want to stop that. And Aldo, of course, complained, but I think it was a fair stop.
Yeah, I think there's a reason why he couldn't just stand up after that. I mean, he, yeah. I mean, I give him all the credit in the world because he was doing a lot of the what he could do to try to get out of there. But not only was Max relentless, he was accurate still with the ground and pound and would do enough of it, then going back to controlling and then going back to landing a couple on the chin. It was basically a slow death. It was rough, man.
What do the refs want? Like, this is the thing, too. Like, I know you got a thumbs up, but when you're on your hands and knees, whatever, there's a guy on your back, and he's punching. He's doing like that, almost like a little kid does to you, left and right, left and right. All you can do is block.
It was like a pendulum.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, all you can do is block with your hands, but what do? You thumbs up. What is the? Will the ref say something to you while you're there, and you just thumbs
you
up like, I'm okay?
You can't keep taking punishment.
Yeah, you are
like
defending
that.
Yourself.
To a point, punches are still getting through. He was. I think it was definitely a just stoppage. Yeah, I texted some buddies afterwards. Like, I agree with the stoppage, but just in case Big John should be headed straight to the airport. He's in fucking Brazil. I go, Big John, don't even get your suitcase. I'm the mail that shit to you. But I'm sure he's okay. But I was like, yo, man, that's scary.
They all know Big John.
Yeah, they know him, all right. But, you know, I mean, it was a just stoppage. Nobody wants to see, you know, their hero. Even the people over there weren't going nuts afterwards. But I can't say enough about Max. I don't think it's gonna happen. But if Conor ever did come back and say, "Man, I never lost that belt and went to fight him," Max went the distance with him when Max got. And this is back when, you know, he went the distance with Conor, and Conor's like second fight in the UFC, maybe I think it was. Yeah. And he was in the fight. He didn't win it, but you know, Conor beat him. But he did go the distance with him, where a lot of guys didn't. And Max got a lot better since then. Max is really, that's a young kid.
How many fights did he win in a row? Is it 10 or 11 fights?
He's at 11. 11? Yeah.
Max is looking awesome, man. And he's such a fun guy to watch. And I love the well-rounded skill set. I mean, that jiu-jitsu, just maintaining that position, it's like, you know, not a lot of guys are doing that.
He seemed very confident walking in, too. He didn't seem rattled by being in Brazil. He didn't seem to really give a fuck.
Dude, he fought like that, too, man. And he was getting stronger as it went on. And I can't wait to see what's next for him. He's a fun guy to watch.
Yeah, who's next in line?
Edgar or Swanson.
Well, now this makes this very interesting. Who the hell wouldn't want to see Max Holloway versus Frankie Edgar? That is great, right?
Yeah.
Ah, your nipples got hard, didn't they? Certainly. Mine too. Feel my nipple. No, don't do that. Don't do it, Jimmy.
Edgar against...
But look at my skin. I'm getting chicken wire. Chicken.
What? getting chicken wire?
I don't know. What does that mean, chicken wire?
I don't know.
Look at my calves.
They're good.
Okay. Wow. Am I going to show you the picture later of me in shape?
I'd love to see it.
Why'd you shoot that down so fast?
We were talking.
No, we don't need it now. I'm going to show it to you later.
Because something to look forward to.
It's me. You know what it was? It was that when we were in Sturgis shooting Dana White looking for a fight. And I had my shirt off and I was like getting some sun. I was like, like that. Like, my traps.
Oh, I've seen it. Is that the picture?
My wife put that on my Facebook. And she's like, I'm so lucky, Lee. I got my hunky husband. Right, Aljo?
Yeah,
you liked it, didn't you?
I thought it was funny.
Didn't I look good? Thanks, Aljo.
Why'd you call me a hunky?
It's what?
My hunky husband?
Hunky.
Oh, hunky, sorry.
Yeah. I am a hunky.
I know you are. Weird thing for your wife to call you my hunky husband.
But, you know, it was a powerful dad's bod, I'd say.
Like you're transforming.
Yeah. Powerful dad's bod. But right now, I got probably 10 pounds on since that.
That doesn't show.
But you look right at my fucking belly when you say that.
Where else do you look? You have to look.
Go ahead. You got something to say?
Well, yeah.
Tell me, Jimmy.
I don't know.
What do you want to talk about?
But maybe you might want to talk about, ZipRecruiter. I mean, it's important.
ZipRecruiter.com?
Look.
What?
Whether football, basketball, or baseball.
Oh.
You know, down 2-0. Good luck, Cavs. Is your sport of choice. You know that the key to winning is a strong roster. And great coaches know that having the right players come from scouting in all the right places. We've talked about this off air.
Yes.
Finding great talent for your business is... not any different, really. You can't find all the best candidates by posting your job on just one site. You know that. You need to post on all the top job sites, and right now you can with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites with one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your position. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. So in fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. That's amazing. No juggling emails or calls to your office from annoying people. You simply screen, rate, manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes nationwide. Right now, our listeners can start forming their own winning team on ZipRecruiter for free. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/unfiltered. That's ZipRecruiter.com/unfiltered. You can try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/unfiltered. Try it for free. You lose nothing.
There's nothing to lose with that.
No, and then they see that me and Matt sent you, and it helps our jobs.
You know what? Well, the great Funkmaster is here. Let me ask him about the Rafael Asensio fight. And he was welcoming. I'm going to try again.
Go ahead.
He was welcoming. I'm having a hard time saying welcoming.
He was welcoming.
He was welcoming. He was welcoming to the U.S. Why are you making me? It sounds weird. Anyway, it was the debut of fucking Frankie Yeager's buddy and Mark Henry student Marlon Morales. How do you pronounce it?
Maurice.
I always pronounce it. He's such a nice guy. I met him before. He's such a good dude. Right. And he's such a tough dude. What did you think about that fight? And you fought Asensio before. What did you think about that fight? Because I know that's your division right there, pal.
It makes me want a rematch for sure.
You had a very close fight. I'm biased in the fight. I remember thinking you won, but I am biased because I'm your guy. And it was close, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I've lost a split decision before, and I've won another split decision before. And I'm pretty honest with the performance, you know, and I just can't really see how you know, I count the strikes. I look for whatever. But his fight was pretty much exactly the same as mine, except for Moraes wasn't really throwing kicks. He was throwing more so punches, but it was at a much lesser volume in total, I thought. I thought the output on both sides was extremely low, and they both looked like it looked exactly like my fight. It looked like both guys were very concerned with what each other brings to the table that nobody wanted to open up. And it's one of those fights. You can't be mad at whoever wins. It's just one of those. I guess mine was a pretty similar situation. I just thought it was I edged him out, but I definitely didn't think I killed him by a landslide until the third round when I realized how much better I was. I think that's kind of what it was in that fight in the third round. I thought Asensio got the third round, in my opinion, but I don't know. It was a weird fight.
So you're okay with the decision?
I'm okay with it either way. And But that's what my thing is what I don't like is to keep winning decisions like that and celebrating like you finished the guy, you won a championship. Yeah. It's kind of like, dude, come on. If that's the way you want to win, then you can't be mad if you never fight for the title, because that's probably what's going to happen to him. He's probably never going to get a chance.
Some guys are okay with just a W. Some guys, you know what I mean?
At least you got two paychecks. So, can't be mad at that. You can't be mad at that.
I also don't want to forget, because, you know, we found this guy on Dana White looking for a fight. Matthew Lopez defeated, he defeated Johnny Eduardo.
That's another guy I fought.
Who's that?
Johnny Eduardo.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was a good fight. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're happy with that one?
I was. I was kind of hoping for Eduardo to win, because it makes me, I think, look a little bit better.
Let me tell you something. That Lopez kid is a tough kid, man. We found him on the show, and he's been killing it in the UFC. He's doing really well.
Yeah.
What is he now? Is he 2-0 in the UFC now?
I think he's 2-0 in the UFC.
No, this is his second win in a row. And
I thought he lost one.
No, I want to say no.
I thought it was like his debut. And then
No. He won.
He beat Gang Young, and I know he won this last one.
Chris the producer is going to just make sure I'm totally correct on this, but I'm going to say he's 2-0 in the UFC.
Yeah.
Chris the producer keeping us in suspense.
You're right. He has a loss to Ronnie Yahya.
That's what I was saying. Fuck. He lost in the UFC?
Yep.
Matthew Lopez?
Yep.
What the hell am I talking about?
But
there's only so many fights I got to see.
Yeah, but he's got a win over Mitch Gagnon and now Johnny Eduardo.
Yeah.
So he's
2-1 in the UFC. Yeah.
All right, he's back on.
Yaya's good. Yaya's a great grappler.
Yaya's no joke. How'd that fight go again?
Third round submission.
Really? How'd you get him?
It just says submission here. I can keep looking. But
yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I like to know.
I think it was a rear naked.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, listen.
Got my eyes on these guys.
You better be, buddy.
Watch all these motherfuckers.
And, well, Demetrius complained that the lighter weight guys are not getting the promotion that heavier fighters get. Do you think that's true?
To some degree. But I think if you have personality, I think it doesn't really matter. I mean, there is somewhat of a ceiling. But, I mean, you look at McGregor for a prime example. He's got an entire country behind him, you know? Mm. I think some people could do that also, but it just depends. It has to be the right individual, and it can't be forced, and it's got to be authentic, and you got to know how to fight.
That's right, Aljo. That's why you got to keep speaking your mind, because Aljo's got a hell of a personality.
Yeah. I'm fighting Furby next. I called him out, called him Furby, and everybody, some people were like, why they
Furby?
Laughed about
what's
it.
What's a Furby?
He looks like a Furby. What the fuck? You never seen a Furby? Oh, my goodness.
Can you get a Furby up on the screen for me, please?
If he just fixed his teeth. I think he got veneers. If he didn't get those, he would look even more like
so
a
you're
Furby.
Saying Henan Banau. But Barrow, I'm sorry, is a Furby.
Hashtag beat up Furby. That's what I put.
All right. Hey, let me see what a Furby is.
Some people were giving me
so
shit for
the picture
it, but
of
whatever. It's a joke.
All right, you're making a joke, but let me see
making
what
a fun of a guy.
Did you put it on your Twitter?
Twitter and Instagram, but we're going to fight regardless, so it's like whatever.
What Ali said about his opponents, he was never nice about them.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, listen, no, what's nice about not being nice is that you're going to fight him. Where the fuck's a Furby? I just want to see a Furby. I know what Henan looks like. Why don't you show me Henan?
Oh, it's just good to have a little comparison.
All right. Why you got to stick up for Chris the producer all the time?
No, I'm just
he's a Furby. He's okay, a fucking Furby.
Oh, look at that thing. He almost looks like Gizmo. A Furby. No?
He's a Furby.
Oh, so you're saying that? You're saying that
oh,
is
my God.
Burrow.
With his haircut? With the haircut?
Do you see it, Jimmy?
I do. Yeah, the hair.
Oh, you're calling him you're calling that beast a Furby?
I am.
He fixes teeth.
Jimmy don't care. Jimmy doesn't care.
I am.
Jimmy is. Go ahead, say it again.
He's a Furby.
He's a Furby.
He's a Furby.
All right. Well, Jimmy, that means it shows Jimmy's backing up our guests.
He's a dangerous little Furby, but.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, there's the. All right. That's
he's
your Twitter?
Furby. Yeah. Somebody tweeted that to me and I responded. I think I retweeted it or something like that.
All right. What did you write? Let me see.
I don't even know.
Laugh aloud. I'm honestly still a little confused, though. What is that? Oh, what?
The eyes, the hair. He's a Furby.
The look, the expression.
Oh, that's somebody else.
Yeah, the expression is very similar to the ears.
All right, well.
I agree.
Yeah, you're fighting a Furby, is what you're saying. That's funny. He's a dangerous Furby, though, Aljo.
He is a dangerous Furby.
How old is he now?
30.
He's 30.
He's 30.
I know everything.
How many?
He's 30.
He lost for 10 years at one point, right? Didn't he have like a 10-year win streak? And then he finally lost to Dillashaw, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. You know, I'm not saying he's gotten old or anything, but some guys, whether they're, despite of their age, they've been in this sport a long time, you can get old overnight.
Yeah.
Has he been looking has he been looking himself as of lately? If you look at his last fight with Philippe Nova and Hova.
Yeah. Nova. Nova. I think it was like 29, 28.
It is a buddy of mine forever. I don't know. But it was a close fight. And then you look at his other fight. Yeah, man. I mean, Aljo, now's the time. Let's strangle this dude, man.
Big opportunity.
Let's strangle this dude. Big opportunity. You didn't get a grill. Imagine the grill after you strangle this guy you can get. You know? Imagine what's going on with those teeth. You know? Really quick, though, because I know we're going to get out of here soon. We're talking so much about fights. I gotta talk about something really quick because I took my kids and me and my brother-in-law, you know, Edwin.
Yeah.
Big Edwin. Wait, hold on. Before I get into it, let's just kick this thing off right.
Mass Movie Minute.
That's me.
Good.
Hi, everybody. All right. That's so much fun. All right. I think Jimmy hates it by now.
I don't hate it by now.
All right.
I love it.
Can we talk about the movie I seen last night? Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Jimmy, you'd love this for all sorts of reasons. But let me tell you, she's beautiful, first of all.
Gad, what's her name? Gad something.
Gal Gadot.
Oh, Gal Gadot, right.
Goodness.
Ooh. Gad's a male comedian I know from France.
Beautiful. Gadot? I'm sure he does not look like her. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
I enjoy the heck out of this movie.
Okay.
My brother-in-law, he's a fighter, a big macho guy. You know Edwin.
Yeah.
He was going with us, and he goes, I'm going to see King Arthur. You guys can see Wonder Woman. I go, dude, don't do it. Don't you do it. Don't go see that movie.
Didn't
you
bomb
could.
King Arthur?
It got destroyed in the box office. But I go, look, go see Wonder Woman with us. Trust me. Because he likes all the anime stuff. He likes actions. I go, I heard good things. Because I did. I heard good things, Jimmy.
Okay.
But I could be a tough critic, especially with the comic book stuff.
You can be.
And DC, they haven't been hitting them all out of the park.
Sure.
You know, to be honest with you. This one was phenomenal. What a fun movie.
Really?
And you saying it like you don't believe me.
No, I'm not. I'm actually saying like
you
like
this better. I enjoyed the hell out of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hey, listen, all women are Wonder Women's. Moms do it every day.
Right? It's a wonder how they do it. Anyway, it can't all be gems. Listen, what a fun movie. I don't want to do spoilers, but I will tell you it's a great, great,
The Invisible
great
Plane?
Movie. No Invisible Plane,
Boo.
Thank God. You know?
What about but, The Invisible Plane?
Yes, exactly. But, look, all right, guys, settle down. Settle down, Aljo. Okay. But, you know, it's just the for an origin story, and it takes place like back. It reminds you a little bit, but I feel it's better in a lot of ways than the first Captain America movie.
Okay.
Because that was taking place during World War II. This takes place during the First World War. And, you know, it has to do with her island and the characters involved with it. Moves very nicely. I enjoyed the action. What a good movie.
Who's she
Wonder
fighting?
Woman. The Germans, you know, but she thinks that Ares, the god of war. She's thinking that that's what's going down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to.
All right, you know,
I want you to see the movie, everybody.
You got
to
watch
and
it.
And I will tell you, I say, you know, if you have to take a piss break, you know, there's sometimes a little bit of talking here and there. You could try to find one. But as far as how much I liked it, I'd say zero piss breaks. Okay. I enjoyed it. Wonder Woman, go see it. That's it. That's what I want to
I
say.
I will.
You know?
I'll absolutely. Guys. And speaking of Wonder Woman.
Yes.
What about Rose Namajunas? When are they going to announce a fight against her and Ioana?
Oh, are they doing that?
I'm hoping. They should.
Well, even Claudia's saying. She's like, that should be next.
Yeah,
like, Claudia wants to get one more fight in, I think, before a rematch. So.
I'll tell you.
It should be Rose against Ioana.
And that switch of her camp, or maybe because mentally, physically, instructionally, the move that Claudia made to Albuquerque, she seems thrilled with. And she looked very patient because she's always a pit bull of a girl, you know. But man, I can't say enough. She got performance of the night, correct?
That was fight of the night. I'm sorry. Heller, she did get performance of the
and
night.
And she deserves
Who got fight of the night?
Holloway and Aldo.
And they deserve it. They
what
both
did,
deserve it.
What did Keller
that.
Get? Or
he got the other performance of the night.
Oh, there's more than one. Okay.
Yeah, there's two performances and one fight of the night.
Okay.
That's excellent. Yeah, I don't know how I got back into the Claudia fight, but that's how much I loved it. Oh, my God. And she was so devastated, Carolina. And you saw her just like, but she's so calm. She's so calm. I can't wait to see her fight again. Yeah. Her next opponent's in for some shit. You know, because she's tough. Standing up, Claudia did a nice elbow on the break. You see that?
Yeah.
You see that thing?
Yeah, cracked her pretty good.
But that's the thing. You have to submit a girl like Carolina. I mean, unless you're the champ, Ioana, because she's not getting out of there easy with a punch or an elbow. She's a tough, tough girl, man. I can't say enough of that, no? You know, but when somebody's got your neck and you're about to go out, it's either, you know, tap or nap.
And what about we have Mark Hunt, Derek Lewis coming up in New Zealand.
Oh, yep. Dude.
You know
speaking
who
of that,
you know who
I know you love. I know you.
You know who
love
I want.
That. Yeah, the Black Beast.
No, that's not who I want.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about another heavyweight fight that I want.
Mark Hunt.
Oh.
Wait, Mark Hunt, you're saying you like?
I do.
But you're talking about Francis.
I want Francis.
Francis.
Who's he going to fight next?
Ngannou.
Who's he fighting next?
We don't know yet. Well, we're going to keep everybody in suspense with that.
Who do you
think? But did you see the video clip they showed of those like Hawaiians doing that dance they did in honor of like to send off with Mark Hunt?
Yeah.
They tweeted that on the, or they put that on Instagram. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's the haka, right?
Dude, it is awesome. First
That's
of
a
all,
New Zealand dance they is, do that the Maoris do. That.
The, yeah,
it is
the
awesome.
Warrior dance, yeah.
I'll tell you, every white guy, I don't know if they all train those guys unless they're just a dance. They look the part, though.
Yeah, they're talking
that was getting me hyped dance. Up, man.
Yeah.
I want to learn that dance.
You can. Watch a movie called Once Were Warriors.
They do that dance in it?
Briefly, yeah. It's about New Zealand. It's about an alcoholic family, a very poor alcoholic Maori named Jake, and his Rin Owen plays his wife. It's a phenomenal film.
Once we were
warriors. Once were warriors.
Once were warriors.
Yeah, it's a very sad.
I heard
movie.
A lot about it. I'm not into sad movies.
But it's still great.
Even though I watched The Road a bunch.
There you go.
You watched The Road?
I have not.
Why don't you give that a shot?
I will.
After Wonder Woman.
You watch Once Were Warriors, and I'll watch Wonder Woman.
Deal.
It's a great movie about New Zealand. I'm sure.
Right, what else we got before? I mean, anything else with the fight? Wait, what fight's coming up? Anything this weekend?
Well, that is the Lewis versus Hunt this Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
Yep.
What's the date?
June 10th.
June 10th.
Yep.
June 10th. Know what's great about that? I got nothing going on.
I don't think I do either.
I'm really happy about that, Jimmy. Yeah,
I would be too.
Who else? Can we talk about the card real quick?
Yeah, you have it on.
Derek Brunson, Dan Kelly. Is
it? You saying I have it?
Dan Kelly, Derek Brunson, the co-man.
Wait, hold on, guys. I'm sorry. Where is it? You got Mighty Mouse's stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff about Aljo Sterling. I just hit the intern with something. Aljo Sterling. Like, I got to know about Aljo. I know Aljo. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Excuse me. No, this is Max Holloway.
It's the next page.
Yeah, it's right here.
Here, I'm with you guys. Nice, all caught up.
From Auckland, New Zealand.
All right. And this is, look at this. It's on Fox Sports 1. Main card, 10 p.m. Eastern. Derek Lewis versus Mark Hunt. Who are you guys taking in that?
I got to say Lewis because he's been looking really great, and Mark Hunt has not looked as amazing. Who was his last fight? Wasn't Brock, was it? Was his last fight?
No, Hunt.
Who did he fight since Brock?
Yeah, but
he's been having all that sex.
Yeah,
I'll tell you right now.
Derek Lewis.
I don't think he's fought since Lesnar. He was complaining about the UFC. He was furious about the fucking fight bonus.
That was the last one.
I think it was.
I'll tell you right now.
I wonder what happened with that.
I think he's going to hurt Derek Lewis.
He might. I mean, I don't think Derek Lewis has ever been hit as hard as he's going to be
Mark Hunt.
But Mark Hunt's a
little bit. No, there was one more. It was that he got knocked out by Overeem in his last fight, Hunt.
Oh, I totally forgot
yeah.
about
that. Yeah. I thought there was one.
Now, look, anytime your lights go out, there's a good chance they can go out again. You know what I mean? It's that much quicker. That's what happened to a lot of great fighters. Does he still have the chin he once had? We're going to find out. But he still hits like a mule.
He does, but Derek Lewis does too.
He's a bit of a slow starter, though, Derek Lewis, we've seen in the last couple of fights.
Yeah,
so I mean, he's got to get going early against
Travis Hurt had him hurt. You know what I mean? Right.
Well, he just had a boo-boo, he said.
He had to make a boo-boo.
Had a shit. I get it.
But he didn't say, I got to make a poo-poo. He said, I had to make a boo-boo.
Boo-boo, yeah.
Does anybody call that really a thing? You call that boo-boo?
No.
I thought it was funny.
Have you ever heard anybody call it making a poo-poo a boo-boo?
A boo-boo. I don't know. I never heard that one.
He's a little outspoken, that guy.
He is.
He's fun.
You
got to get him in studio.
His Instagram is hilarious.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's hilarious.
How am I not following that guy? I'm going to start doing that.
He's a good
follower. What's he doing on there?
Just a whole bunch of random shit. It's really funny.
Well, I'm glad he's enjoying himself. He's talk about a colorful character.
He's a guy who's, he did time. He did 3 years, and he kind of doesn't give a fuck, and that's why people like him, because he's loud, and he doesn't give a shit what people, he's a character.
I like the co-main with Derek Brunson versus Dan Kelly. Yeah. Dan Kelly's coming off that win over Rashad.
Exactly,
correct?
Yeah.
And he's an interesting guy because he's got an unusual style.
Yeah.
And I like that fight. Ross Pearson's going to be back on. He's fighting Dan Hooker.
They just announced the fight for Rashad, too.
Good.
Who's he fighting?
Yeah, I have that.
Hold on. Oh, by the way, Tim Elliott's fighting.
Sam Alvey's fighting.
Oh, who is?
Rashad is going to come back and fight Sam Alvey.
Hey, that's a tough fight.
Yeah.
That's a good fight. I think that's a good fight for both guys. I mean, that's a good matchmake right there. Is that a good match make?
Yeah, it's a good match.
Is that a good match? That's not a proper English.
It's fine.
Jimmy, take the bull by the horns if I fuck up with something.
You don't fuck up.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You just make little digressions left and right. Little mistakes.
What does that mean? Tim Elliott's fighting.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
You're going to say what that means.
No, you just kind of go left or right sometimes.
Jimmy, I always said before, I need like a GPS in my head. I'm all over the fucking
place. It's a little AD.
That's why I need you here. Don't go away again, Jimmy.
I have to.
Longo's fine, but sometimes I think the guy checks out in his head. He doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
No, he's good. He's perfect on here.
Hey, by the way,
need you to steer the ship, is what I'm saying.
I know Dana was in this studio.
Yeah.
What is happening with fucking Conor McGregor and Floyd? Floyd Mayweather, yeah. What's going on? Didn't he want to talk about that?
I don't know. What are we talking about with that?
Did we
talk about that?
No,
he was talking more about Oscar De La Hoya. Well, we didn't talk about that here.
What's going on?
He was upset that Oscar De La Hoya had a problem with it. Meanwhile, he wanted to make the promotion over at his thing. And I don't know. I just don't know. Can I just talk about fights?
Yeah, people get mad at me because I bash boxing all the time. This is why boxing eats ass. Nothing gets done, ever.
Eats ass.
It does. Stop it. Just fucking get it done. The fighters are great, but nothing ever gets done. The promoters, they're the worst.
I am so happy. I know you said this about me a second ago that I'm all over the place, but okay. I'm going right back to I'm happy that this fight's this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so happy about that. I like when we have fights. It's all I watch, Jimmy and Aljo. You know that.
Yeah.
It's all I watch. It's all I can do.
You watch basketball?
I'm watching. I only really watch the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't even care about them anymore. LeBron's down 2-0.
Did you ask him because he's a black guy?
No, because I know you don't. Okay. And he's the only other person.
You could have asked him about baseball, football. You could have asked him about hockey.
No, none of that would have been pertinent. Basketball is the championship right now, and the Warriors are up 2-0.
Let me look at you for a second. Like Larry David does in that thing. Dun, dun, dun. All right, you're right. Yeah, you just asked for the hell of it.
Yes, he's I'm just wondering. You said he watches anything else, right? Like,
Aljo, do you listen to rap music?
Like how could he? There's no Just Ice.
There's a lot of music. I'm only kidding. Go ahead, Jimmy. I'm done. Why am I, Jimmy? I missed you, man.
I missed you too.
But go ahead. It's a fair tell point. Us about your love of basketball, Aljo.
Or are you one of those guys that only watches fighting? Like Matt won't watch it. Rogan won't watch anything. He said with a ball or a stick, he only watches.
Yeah, the ball. Tell us about.
I started with basketball. That was like my first love. That, soccer and baseball, and then when I got to high school, I thought I was gonna be in the NBA because the doctor kept telling my mom and kept telling me, "Yo, you're gonna be like 6 feet, whatever." I didn't get that tall. I only got to 5'7".
You're 5'7"?
Yeah. So in high school, I was like 5'3".
I think it's your little kid in play high top that's making you a lot taller.
You carry yourself. I got it. You look like a bigger guy.
You know what? I think I'm shorter than 5'6".
No, you're like, I think you're 5'6". I'm 5'7".
You look a lot taller than me.
Even with the haircut.
Yeah, I'm just so goddamn wide.
You're trying to squeeze an inch on me somewhere? Yeah, see, Full Metal Jacket?
I used to say, no, I did, but I don't remember that part. Okay. I used to say I'm 5'6 and a half, but that just sounds pathetic.
Trust me, I've said 5'6 and a half my entire adult life.
I think you're taller than me too, though.
A little bit.
I'm just so damn wide. This isn't even a fat. I'm wide. I'm powerful though. Give me my phone. Can I show Jimmy the picture of me with my shirt off? It was in August. You want to see it, Jimmy?
I'm dying to see it.
You don't want to see it. You keep it. Every time I go to show you,
it gave me something.
I'm proud, man. I'm not proud. It was a while ago. Jimmy, why'd you lift your cheek up?
I'm itching myself.
Don't shoot yourself. We have a guest. We have a guest.
I don't have to fight. I would if I had to.
Nah, I know you would. Look at this, Jimmy. Look at that. Do I look powerful there? You can make it bigger if you want.
You do? Oh, yeah, I might as well. Yeah. Really, let's see.
Look at my stomach in that picture.
You look like someone who is literally just Dragon Ball Z. Gymnasium.
Let me see. You think so?
Yeah.
Like some DBZ.
I know. It's a dad's bod, but it's powerful. I got to get back to that. That's pathetic because that's not even good. I'm not adding anything to anything. Are we done? What else do you want to talk about, guys?
We're very done.
We are done. It's a long show.
I wanted to say...
What's up, Aljo?
I got a house for sale in Arizona. Just want to put that out there.
Are you serious?
So if anybody wants to buy it...
You've been hanging out with Raging Al?
I'm flipping. Just did a nice price reduction, so...
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you buy it and fix it up?
Yeah, we did. The whole nine.
Oh, nice.
8810 North 6th Place, Phoenix, Arizona. Go get you some.
Okay. So, well, where can people find out about your house?
My social media, or hit me up directly.
Okay.
I give you all the details.
Yeah, so I don't need a house in Arizona because I don't get out there that much. But why not if you're out there, you know, whatever people do in Arizona.
I see that my buddy Phoenix Carnevale, she comes in here sometimes. She loved it, the Wonder Woman. Did I see that on Instagram? She says, I loved it.
I can't wait to watch it.
So I'm gonna have to give her a call and talk to her about that. Hey, listen, I don't want to grow up. I have a good time. My kids loved it. I know what you're saying. If the kids loved it, I fucking hate it. Jimmy, no. My kids are pretty mature about that. They like that stuff. My 4-year-old fell asleep. And Edwin, when it was over, I looked over. I go, Edwin, hey, thumbs up. He loved it. Listen, like I said before, people, I have no horse in this race. If I'm passionate about something and I like something, I like to spread it out there. And people keep messaging me about how they try jiu-jitsu and now they love it because they hear me talking about it. That means a lot to me, Jimmy. I'm happy about that.
The reason
that
I haven't tried lives. It is because I'm like you. I'm so tired. Someone
lazy.
I'm not lazy.
No, what's the matter? It's on my throat.
It might be your adrenaline gland or whatever.
I think
yeah. Someone told me I may have adrenal fatigue. I'm gonna try to get that fixed. I'm so tired. It's fucking.
You have vagina
disgusting.
Fatigue.
I take a nap.
Jimmy, I wouldn't mess with you, Jimmy. Listen,
I have a lot of energy. You gotta get to work, but physically, I'm just dead.
But you also said that you wanted to try that kickboxing place near your house.
I just want to take something like fighting, but I'm just too tired.
Hold on. Take away from the... Why don't you do this? Say, I'm just not going to go to the gym this month. Instead, I'll use that time to do one of these martial arts.
I got to do kickboxing, I think, just because I don't know if I would like... I'm not going to be invested enough in jiu-jitsu because I'm never going to fight. So the idea of people being on me and sweating in my mouth would probably bother me. Like, that would... I don't know if I could handle a little germ freaky.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. That's weird. No, it's not weird, because some people are like that.
Oh, considering the other things I've had in my mouth, it is kind of inconsistent.
What have you been?
Yeah.
It's not Jimmy, consistent. That's the idea, though. If you do get a little bit of time off to...
Maybe I'll take some time
off. Take some time off at the gym. Try it. Not only are you going to get a great workout, you're becoming a more dangerous person. And it'll change your swagger to even a more confident swagger.
Okay. I don't have a confident swagger.
Yeah?
No. I walk humbly with the wind. Yes. No. No. No, I have a confident
swagger. I got swagger.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a grill.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get a grill. That looks silly.
Get the canines.
All right. I'm so happy that Aljo was in here today. Yeah, he almost didn't come in. Oh, I'm going to do a phoner. I go, so Chris, the producer, goes, oh, I think we just got Aljo by phone. I go, what? Are you, what? My Aljo? So I called him. I go, Aljo, look, could you get a workout in? He called some buddies. He got a good workout in this morning.
Yeah, wrestling.
Who'd you train with?
Adrian Berry. Russell's at Cortland. I wrestled with him in high school.
Okay.
And Edwin Ramirez.
Hey, that they came down to hook you up so you could hook us up, it's a win-win-win. Right. And guess what? They got mentioned on UFC Unfiltered. Oh, boy. Lucky them.
But we have Wednesday.
Yes.
Max Holloway, because he was flying. So.
Yeah, we're still figuring it out. But I think Max, we might have Dennis Bermudez. We'll see. I'll keep you guys.
Why isn't Dennis coming to the studio?
He might be.
Tell Dennis to come in the studio.
Yeah.
Did you used to take naps before your fights?
Like in the locker room and stuff?
Like just like throughout the day.
Yeah, I'm in bed until I have to walk down to that thing. I'm just chilling. And, yeah. And then sometimes in the locker room, if I'm on it, I'll just lay down on that type of thing.
You fall asleep there?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, like I'm just zoning out and I'll fall asleep. Yeah.
Can you sleep the night before a fight?
Very little.
So you've gone in. Have you ever had those panics like where you're in the morning like, okay, I got 2 hours. I'm too tired. I can't function.
Not that I can't function, but I do panic like, I got to get a nap in. Like, you guys got to get the fuck out of the room or shut the fuck up so I can take a nap.
And can you nap?
Yeah. If they're loud, I just throw the blanket over my head and I'm usually out in like 20 minutes.
I'm such a bad sleeper.
And you know he's sleeping because he's talking a lot.
Yeah, I talk to my... Oh, my God. I didn't get this shit recorded.
Raging Al said last time we were for his fight when he fought Diego, they were rooming together and he goes, yo, man, this guy is just... He goes, I'm having conversations with him when he's sleeping. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I almost attacked my girl.
You said that. Yeah, you made me look into that. Aljo, look into that.
That shit's dangerous, man.
It is dangerous.
Whatever that is, yeah.
You're like the fucking
sleepwalking.
You're like the wolf man when you sleep. You don't know what. You wake up. You wake up next to a dead deer. All right, I'm going too far. All right, listen. Hey, what else? Is this goodbye?
For now.
All right.
It's only I'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Farewell. How's it go?
Oh, by the way, I'll be in Pittsburgh.
Jimmy, please ignore me, though, when I do shit like that. Just ignore.
I want you to plug it. Pittsburgh at the end of this month, Nashville in the middle of July, Montreal at the end of July, and then the Borgata in Atlantic City in August doing gigs. I'm starting up a whole new tour. So,
is this new tour? Is this with new material?
All the new material.
Well, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
So now that they go to that Netflix, Jim Norton, Mouth of Shame.
Mouthful of Shame.
Mouthful of Shame.
Yeah.
It's different stuff.
It is.
I can't wait to see any stuff. I'm going to come see you sometime.
Thank you. Anytime
I really am. If anybody wants to find me, I'm in Strong Island. Yeah, doing nothing. I'm just hanging around. SarahBJJ.com. Otherwise, you know, leave a comment on the UFC Unfiltered app. What?
Okay.
Go on Apple Podcasts. You can rate, subscribe, leave a comment.
He chimes right in when we need him. Aljo, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
And when's your fight?
Thanks for having me. July 29th, UFC 214. Make sure you guys tune in. Funkmaster takes on the Furby.
That night. That's a tremendous night.
Decision, fight. Or are we looking to take this guy out? What are we doing?
I think you can get him out of there in two.
You feel you can take him out?
I think so. I think he's going to slow.
He's going to slow down?
I think he's going to slow.
Yeah? Now's your time to shine. Now's your time to make your mark. Now! Now, July 29th.
It's 2 days before my birthday, too, which is going to be sick.
Yeah, it'll be a nice birthday present.
You're a young man. How old are you going to be?
I'm going to be 28.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I never thought I would get this far.
Gian the heartthrob Vellante is in his 30s now.
I know.
I just like to throw it out there to mess with him.
Is the heartthrob his nickname?
He goes with the heartthrob. Clubs, taking his shirt off. Soon he's going to be a 35-year-old man taking his shirt off at the clubs. That becomes
he
weird.
He takes his like shirt off
situation. He takes his club. The shirt comes off.
Mike, the situation.
He's just a wild and crazy guy. What a big teddy bear, though.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Do people bother him in clubs?
No, he's a big guy. He's a big affable guy, though. Big teddy bear. But he's got big mitts, and I'm sure nobody's going to mess with him.
He usually starts the fights and then runs away.
Does he?
Leaves you to deal with
clean
it.
Clean up his mess, huh?
Well, listen, he would know more than me. He goes out with him.
Yeah.
Me, I retired from the clubs. Unless I'm in Vegas, you know, doing a little VIP thing.
I'm not good in clubs.
No?
No, I can't dance. I have no rap. So
no?
Nobody wants to fucking hear me.
Yeah, I got a little two-step I do. A little thing back and forth.
Yeah.
Good, Jimmy, I'm so happy I'm back.
Me too.
Good seeing you. I'm going to see you in a couple days.
Yes, you are.
Let's say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for coming in, Aljo. It was great seeing you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.